From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where it's finally the little ones' turn to get their COVID vaccines. Federal regulators gave their blessing late last week to both Moderna and Pfizer for kids as young as 6 months old. In Massachusetts, this means approximately 320,000 more children are now eligible. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel has been following the rollout, and she joins us now to bring us up to speed. Gabriella, thanks so much for talking with us about this long, long-awaited moment for parents.
It's good to be here.
So many parents have been waiting for this moment. Can you tell us when and where kids can get vaccinated?
Yes. So kids are already getting vaccinated. There were a few clinics as early as Tuesday, and some of them totally filled up. But many pediatricians are just getting set up now to get shots out today, later this week, and next week. Unlike other age groups, the rollout for the youngest kids will focus more on pediatricians' offices and family doctors and less on retail pharmacies. That's because retail pharmacies can only vaccinate kids 3 and up, although CVS MinuteClinics are doing 18 months and up. But for all those families who are going to their pediatricians, one of the challenges is that the smaller doctors' offices may not be offering the vaccine. Here is Lloyd Fisher, president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics.
We do know that there are some logistical challenges, especially to small offices with administering this vaccine. It is a little bit more complicated than sort of other routine childhood vaccines.
The logistical challenge he's referring to is that most childhood vaccines come in one dose vials, but the COVID vaccine comes in 10 dose vials, and they don't want to waste doses if there aren't enough kids ready to get the shots all at the exact same time. But Fisher expects the state to run vaccine clinics in the 20 highest risk communities in the state. And I know places like Boston Children's Hospital and elsewhere are offering shots. So that should help those parents who can't find it at their pediatrician office.
Okay. So now this rollout comes almost 8 months after 5 to 11-year-olds were granted access to the Pfizer shots and over a year and a half after adults were allowed to start lining up. How are parents responding?
So some are very eager and frankly very mad that it has taken this long. They say it's unfair that places, you know, have started lifting mask requirements and other precautions before the littlest kids were protected. And then there are other parents who are just refusing to get their kids vaccinated, pointing out that COVID tends to be pretty mild for young kids, which is true and great, and that the vast majority of young kids have already caught the virus at this point in the pandemic. A Kaiser Family Foundation survey found that nationwide, only about 18% of parents and guardians with kids under 5 say they will vaccinate right away. And 27% say they will definitely not get their kids vaccinated. So this prompted me to look back at the vaccination numbers for other age groups here in Massachusetts, and it does drop the younger the person is. So if you look at people 30 and older here in Massachusetts, 95% of them have had at least one dose. That number goes down to 58% for kids 5 to 11 years old. Chloe Campbell from Pediatric Associates of Greater Salem and Beverly says many parents she's talked to don't seem to realize the shots are now available for the littlest kids.
I've been very, very surprised that some people, it was the first they heard it when I mentioned it to them.
Campbell says her office has seen interest in COVID vaccines wane among older kids, and she worries that mobilizing parents will be even harder for the youngest kids.
Okay, and what are medical experts saying about all of this?
Yeah, so every expert I've spoken to has urged parents to get their kids vaccinated, even if they've already had COVID. They point out that the risk of getting severely ill from COVID is low, but it's far, far higher than the risk of getting severe side effects from the vaccine. Christina Hermos is a pediatrician and infectious disease specialist at the University of Massachusetts Children's Medical Center. She told me that nationwide, more than 400 children under 5 have died from COVID.
And even though that's a small number compared to adults, I think it's important to realize it's far more deadly than the flu, which we know is quite a deadly virus.
She says that if you get vaccinated, then you tend to clear the infection from your body sooner and your chance of infecting others is lower.
Right. So what about the kids who are under 6 months? or the kids who are about to turn 5? Should they wait until their birthday to get the higher dose?
So for the kids under 6 months, they are not even testing vaccines on them. So the best way to get them protection from the vaccine is for their mother to get vaccinated or boosted while pregnant, especially later in pregnancy. Mm. For the kids who are about to turn 5, experts say they should not wait. If they turn 5 before their second or third dose in the series, then they get that higher dose then for the later shots. Some parents have kind of strong preferences between Moderna and Pfizer, but here again, experts say don't wait to get one shot or the other. Just go for whatever you can get. And basically, the two shots are essentially the same thing.
Got it. Gabriella, thank you so much for coming by to talk to us about this super helpful story.
Thank you.
That's WBUR health and science reporter Gabriella Emanuel. And just an FYI, Tufts Medical Center in Boston hopes to have systems in place by Monday to start offering these vaccines to kids age 5 and under. Tufts epidemiologist Dr. Shira Daron calls the federal go-ahead for young kids to get their shots another turning point in the pandemic.
I do think that this is the last step in making COVID a disease that we can live with that is much more of a nuisance in our lives than a daily threat to our well-being.
The shots became available in Massachusetts starting yesterday. And before we go, here's what else is going on. The T has pulled all of its new orange and red line cars from service. The MBTA says it's a preventative move after a battery problem on one of the cars. The most recent problem comes amid increased public scrutiny for the T. Last week, federal safety inspectors flagged several problems, including a shortage of subway dispatchers. That shortage has led to weekday service cuts on red, orange, and blue lines. Now, Beacon Hill lawmakers are calling for an oversight hearing to examine problems at the transit agency. Here's Senate President Karen Spilka.
The Federal Transit Administration's findings and the MBTA's subsequent service cuts simply do not inspire public confidence. It does the exact opposite, unfortunately.
She says the ultimate goal is to restore that confidence. And finally, there's a rare sight in the skies over Massachusetts this month, but you're going to need to get up really early to see it. Several planets are aligning in the sky along the eastern horizon in a formation known as a conjunction. UMass Dartmouth physics professor Robert Fisher says the best time to see this one is just before sunrise.
So you're going to have Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and then at the very end of that sequence, towards almost south of where you're going to be standing, is going to be Saturn. It's going to be the dimmest one. You're going to really have to look hard to see Saturn.
Fisher offers this trick if you need help finding the planets. Remember that unlike stars, planets do not twinkle in the night sky. And that's all for today. From the newsroom of WBUR, I'm Darryl C. Murphy. Please remember to stay safe and stay healthy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey there. A lot of people listen to Consider This at the end of the day, and NPR's up first in the morning. But a lot of the actual news happens in the middle of the day. And the team bringing the best information about that news as it happens is the team behind WBUR and NPR show Here and Now. And yes, there is a podcast version. So, want more of the best news reporting from public radio around the country? Check out Here and Now. Find it in the same place you found this podcast, wherever you listen. Just search Here and Now.